Okay, I'll start it officially. So, Pat, thank you for joining me for this interview. Really glad you gave me your time. And so you flew in here last night, no, 2 days ago. So, no, last night?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon.
So you already spent 2 days in Prague. How do you like Prague so far? What is best about Prague so far? And what is confusing about Prague so far?
Best thing about Prague, I would say, is the hospitality from everyone. It's like I showed up for only 1 or 2 days and everyone's been amazing. Like, you guys show me all the sick spots. Roman hasn't even let me bought a beer or anything for myself because he's just like, here, like, free this, free dinner, like, do this, take you a spot. And it's been crazy. And then, I mean, I haven't really noticed anything that I'm confused about Prague. The only thing I was confused about, well, I guess, was history amongst it. But, I mean, that's a whole nother thing. I was just, I don't know. I'm ignorant, I guess, to that. And it's cool to see and, like, hear your guys' reasons for things here. And I'm learning, I guess, like, while I'm here. So it's really cool and interesting to me, and I'm really happy I came.
Language must be pretty confusing to you. Or what kind of languages can you speak? English only? Or?
I only speak English. I took Japanese in high school for 1 year.
Really?
But it was like all the kids in the class were Japanese, so they all knew the language already, and it was just like learning how to write. And I did okay 1 year, and then I was like, I can't do this anymore because it was advancing so quickly. And then I can kind of understand Spanish just because, like, Kevin Peraza and all my friends that I hang out with and I listen to, and they help me, like, learn it a little bit. All but, right. Yeah, I only speak English.
German might be, like, learning Japan for you or for me also might be pretty difficult because it's, like, completely different language. But if you were to jump into learning German, I believe you might be, like, able to pick it up pretty quick.
Never tried? I don't know. I haven't even tried German or anything. Okay. And, like, honestly, I hear it and it sounds crazy. So I don't. I have no idea. I understand Spanish more than anything a German, or even like small bits of French I more understand than
anything. I don't understand German. Any French. No.
When you guys talk here, I'm like, whoa, I have no idea. It's crazy. Like, there's a few places I've been and I have no idea. Like Russia here. I mean, sometimes even when I go back to Japan after not knowing any of it, and it just sounds crazy. Germany sounds really crazy to me. So,
okay. We were talking for a bit already, and you told me that your schedule was pretty hectic the past couple of weeks. What were you up to?
Yeah, the last, I guess this is the third week, I went to X Games Japan, and then I went to FIES. And, well, I went home for 1 day and grabbed my whole family and then went to FIES. And then they left and I came here to Prague. So this is my third week kind of on the road and traveling. And I don't know. It's been a good experience. Been good, been bad at the same time. But I try to take it for what's good it is, at least. And it's I'm very grateful to be able to travel the world on my bike. Just that's crazy what the bike can bring you around the world to. It's insane.
Yeah. Why did you came here? What is the reason why you came to Prague?
Like I told you a minute ago, my wife kind of just signed me up. But
so you got hit by Roman Čermák, I believe.
Yeah, my wife, like, they were talking just based on my email. My wife handles all my business and my management and stuff. But I'm very happy that she did, like, showing up and like the hospitality and stuff that you guys have shown me, and even getting to experience a new place. Like, I had no expectations and I didn't know what I was coming to, and I'm honestly kind of blown away, and it's a really cool place. And anyone that asks, I would recommend go to Prague.
All right, know,
like,
perfect.
Yeah, honestly. So
Czech tourism will be stoked for you saying this.
No, of course. This is even the hotel, like, that we're staying in right now. I've never had a suite this night. Like, I've never even had a suite in a hotel. So it's like crazy to me to think that, I don't know, I met like the manager of the hotel and all this stuff. And that's not normal, I guess, in America and other places that I've been. So, like I said, the hospitality here is very nice, and it's been a good experience for the only 2 days I've been here.
But you are here mainly because of the event which is happening on Saturday, right? You're going to compete?
Yeah, I'm here to ride the Cool Fest, the mini ramp contest.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just, like I said, my wife just saw
the same alternate of the sounds on my phone.
Yeah, sorry.
I forgot also.
Like, my wife signed me up and just saw that it was a mini ramp on a boat and stuff, and thought it was really cool. So I was like, yeah, it's a pretty cool opportunity. And then I've never been here as well. So coming here and just getting to experience any opportunity I can have to go travel a new place and see the world, I like to take while I can. So
perfect. Nice. How are you now? Are you all healthy? Are you in good shape?
I mean, I would say I'm healthy. Like, I have a few bumps and scratches, I guess. Like, I had stitches last week in my nose. I still got some, like, in my lip. My lip's still healing.
They are still in there?
Yeah, they're supposed to be dissolvable, and I thought they'd get, like, go away faster than these ones. These ones are only 5 to 7 days, and I kind of waited a little bit, so I had to dig them out, and it was kind of bad on this. Yeah. But the lips are supposed to be dissolvable, and a few fell out, but a few will not even come out at all. So I don't even know what to do. I'm just expecting them to come out, I guess. But
in France, they gave you these stitches in France, right?
Yeah. Okay. So like I got to France and I had a good like first practice, and then the next day I went and it was supposed to be, I didn't have all the UCI points, so I had to do the pre-qualifier. All
right.
And it was like 5 minutes before the contest started. I was feeling great and I was expecting like, cool, I'm going to do good.
Okay.
And I jumped the step up and there's everyone's going everywhere in practice and someone just put their front wheel out, like total accident, I think. And I bonk off their front wheel and then ends up manualing down the quarter and like straight off the step up to diving to my face. And then I remember all that, and then I don't remember anything until I was like at the medical tent getting all cleaned up and stuff. So yeah, I definitely like rocked my head pretty hard. I don't know if I got knocked out. I don't think I got knocked out, but I was definitely like in zombie mode, walking off the course, just like all bloody and stuff.
Shit. But you look good now. You were riding,
you
were riding pretty good today.
Yeah, thank you. Kind of gave the time for my head because I don't want to mess with that. I hit my head a lot already. Like, this is like my third cracked helmet of the year. So I didn't want to mess with any head injuries. I don't want it to like end up changing who I am or whatever. So I kind of took the proper time to heal and then just trying to slowly get back into riding how I normally do.
Okay. Let's go back in time a little bit. We were riding today already and you can tell that your bike control is like next level and your air awareness is like next level. How did you get so good? Did you like race BMX from very young age, or is it just a lot of time spent on the bike?
I raced BMX like from like 5 years old to 8, and it was like good foundation, but yeah, it's just a lot of time on the bike. Like I from like 10 years old till I guess now, I never stopped, and I love riding, and it's I mean, regardless of anything, like it's just what I do, you know. So
You get so good? How?
I love it, and it's like it's something that is like in you that you just want to be better for yourself. So it's like
commitment,
and yeah, it's just pushing yourself to try to be better than what you were the day before, I guess. And I don't know, it's kind of important to me, I guess, you know, and I try to do that as much as I can, every opportunity I can. I don't know when the last time is going to be that I get to ride my bike, and I'm very grateful to be able to ride my bike. So I want to take advantage of every opportunity.
All right. Did you do any other sports before jumping on a bike?
I played like American football for 8 years as a kid, like from like first grade to eighth grade. And then like that was like when I was like getting into like Woodward, and like I had like a half pipe in my backyard as a kid and I rode that all the time, but I would still have to go to like football practice and whatever. But I loved BMX and I got so good at that like by myself. And then I got to like a point where I got like to go to Woodward, and you go to Woodward, I had to save up washing cars and all this stuff for, because my parents were like, hey, yeah, you can go to Woodward, here's half. And you have to get the rest of the money. So I was like, what? You know, you're not going to pay for me? Okay. And like, they're like, yeah, but you go wash the neighbor's car. You could go mow his lawn. You could do this and they'll pay you, like do small chores. And I was like, oh, okay. So they made me really want it. And then I went the first time and like I rode every single day till my hands, like I couldn't even hold on anymore. And they Woodward had a thing. It was called the TAP program. And you get a discount for like a different week in that year to go back. And I was like, please, to my parents. And they paid for me to go back. Mm. And on that week, the football, it was like the time I start football again. And they gave me, like, they were like, look, you could either ride BMX or play football. Mm. And I said, see ya. I am not playing football. I am out of here. Like, BMX is, I love this, you know? All right. And so that's like, I'm very happy with my decision.
Did you like dream about becoming a professional BMX rider? Did you like go ride with the goal of like becoming a pro? Or was it just like with the flow and you just enjoyed doing it?
I think I went like, it didn't start as the goal to become a pro, but as riding progressed as a kid, I loved it so much and I wanted it so bad that, yes, that was my goal, to become a pro and to be able to do this as my job, because this is what I love and really all I know, you know? So, yeah, that was the goal from the beginning, and I'm very happy to achieve that and just keep pushing, you know?
Okay. When did you turn pro, or when did you finally realize that this might be the career and you might make a career out of riding bike?
When I was 16.
All right.
Yeah. First, like, I would always join the amateur contests, but I would practice like really hard in my backyard in a half pipe, just like, and then Ben Snowden's house. And he had like a couch cushion foam pit and a resi and stuff. And I would, learn all my stuff like at my house and at Ben Snowden's house, and then I'd show up to a contest and they'd call me a sandbagger, like I was too good to ride this contest. It's amateur contest.
All right.
And I was like, what do you mean, you know? And then so the next opportunity I had at was Dutour open qualifying, and I was like, all right, because I wanted to do the free flow, which was like the amateur one. They wouldn't let me do it, and so I went into the actual open qualifying, and first time I ended up getting like eighth place out of everyone.
All right.
And I was like, whoa. And then I was in the Dutour series.
You fully did not expect that, or you kind of knew that like you have the tricks to like,
I mean, I knew, but I didn't know like it would be just like that.
All right,
you know, because I put in this work so hard that I ended up being almost like better than half the pros.
All right.
You know, and I was like, what the hell? It didn't make any sense to me. And then once that happened, then I got the opportunity. Like one of my good friends, Andy Buckworth, he was like staying with me back and forth. Like he would come from Australia and like 1 or 2 weeks at a time would stay with me in California, because there was other contests in California at the time, like 2 weeks, whatever. And he let me like kind of introduce me to the scene of Greenville, North Carolina.
All right.
And then one of my friends that is like actually back in riding now, his name's Chris Hughes. Mm-hmm. I went and stayed with him because he was living there at the time, like being a pro, like riding for Mirico and stuff. And I stayed with him for the first time. And then once I stayed there and like Dave Mira let me ride his warehouse and stuff,
all right.
I was like, damn, I need to come back. And so I went there like four times total. And yeah, that was just like a crazy experience for like that entire year of like my first Dutour season. Right. And that was like, wow. After that, I felt like, I guess I'm pro, you know, I don't really know.
Okay, but who was the first paying sponsor, or like who made you be able to ride full time?
It was pretty crazy, because right after the U.S. Open happened, it was like, oh, not U.S. Open. It was the first Dutour open qualifying I did, and I made it that far. Then I started getting invites to all the other pro contests, Nike 6.0, like at the beach,
I remember
the U.S. Open, and like any other pro contest, like I started getting invites to. And then I got sponsored by Fox, and then Vans came to me and was like, here dude, you never have to buy a pair of shoes again. And then Monster came, and it all like happened so fast at once, just like that, immediately, all of a sudden, overnight. And it was so crazy. It was like, wow, now I'm riding bikes for a living. I'm only 16 years old, making money, and get to travel the world. And then
what year was that? 2010?
Nine? Yeah, 2010.
All right. Do you feel like you had to sacrifice a lot, like to be able to come this far and to do what you do now? Did you have to like sacrifice friends outside of BMX, sacrifice education, school maybe?
I would say like I mainly, even in the sport right now, I definitely am more of like a bodily sacrifice. I sacrifice my body for something that I want, end goal that I'm trying to get. But friends wise, I think it all kind of comes and goes like through time anyway. It's like not only the sport, but just time and relationships anyway. So I didn't really think of it as sacrificing those things. But like even football was something I loved. I had to sacrifice that. And then I don't know. Yeah, it's been for me, I guess I would say more of a bodily sacrifice. And
all right.
Yeah, just
but
like,
you look fine. You,
like, well, yeah, I mean,
what are the biggest issues nowadays?
Huh?
What are the biggest issues nowadays with the body?
I mean, I guess just random soreness and bruises, you all know, right, I mean, knock on wood. But yeah, it's like, yeah, I try to like once COVID happened and stuff, I was like, I started getting a little fat, so I had to go work out. Yeah, like I started working out. My Larry Edgar got me into like working out, and he introduced me to a personal trainer. His name's Kel, and basically I became friends with this trainer, and now I go like 3 times a week to him, and he's like a Muay Thai instructor and very like high intensity workouts that have helped me. And honestly, I fall a lot anyway, and it's holds me together. Your muscles that you need to have your muscle structure to be able to hold you together to fall and take impact and stuff.
All right, perfect. What was the program for you the first couple of years, let's say 2010 till I don't know 2015 or maybe till now? What are the like obligations from the sponsors? What do they want you to do? Do they want you to compete? Do you have to do certain events, or do you have to like produce certain amount of videos? What is the deal?
Some sponsors are like that. It depends. But I mean, nowadays it's like there's Instagram or whatever, and videos are like kind of hard to come by. But I still love videos, and I want to be continuing making videos. But yeah, I don't know. My sponsors don't really not that they don't expect a lot from me, but they don't ask too much. They just kind of let me do me and support me for what I do. And I'm very grateful for all of my sponsors. And I don't know. I mean, there's times where like I feel like I need to do more for them, but they're very supportive and help me kind of just let me be me. And
it like this from the very beginning, or was it?
It depends on which companies and stuff you're working with. There's been different companies that are more respectful or whatever than others, but like such as like Monster and Mongoose and Vans and stuff, like they're just, and Shreddy, they're just like kind of do you know?
We will
support you, and it's been like a great time because of that. And I feel like I need to work hard for them because of how great of support they give me as well, you know? Not only that's like the foundation for my entire family and everything, but as just supporting me as a rider. So it's great.
Perfect. That's the like perfect scenario. Do you have a manager, or you told me already that your wife is your manager. So she does all the negotiations with sponsors and stuff?
I would say so. My wife is pretty much my manager, and myself. It's all of my sponsors and stuff have came from just personal relation and speaking and getting to know people. And that's about it. I've had a manager for like a outside agent manager, and it was okay for a minute, but it really wasn't in my best interest. I didn't feel it was like, more for their best interest, and if they didn't get something out of it, then I didn't really benefit them. It was like kind of, I don't know.
It's just a family business.
Just a family business. Yeah, we're just out here doing it because we love it and trying to be good, you know.
How do you figure out your price, let's say? How do you have like certain rates to like, this kind of a sticker on my helmet costs this much money, or how do you figure it out?
I guess it's like depends on who's offering the most and whatever, I guess, you know.
No certain rates like, oh, sticker on my helmet.
I mean, the less paying gets less coverage, obviously. But I don't know. Everyone's pretty good for what they are. I'm happy for
what every, it is now.
For what the, for what it is. They support me well.
All right, perfect. How about the Olympics? I felt like that you were kind of part of it at the beginning. You were part of the Team US, I believe. And then eventually I felt like you are kind of going different direction. Do you think you will come back and you will eventually do the Olympics, or that's not on in your plan, on your plan?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I really like the FIS style contests. I really like them, but now even seeing how the country's support and I don't know, I guess what it is, like it's such a point race and you have to go to all these little contests and stuff. And from what I was like, I guess raised with in BMX, like from what I was saying, like from Dutour and all that stuff, you had to do open qualifying and all that. But once you like established what it was, then you were kind of fine. And now it's like very like you, it's your nobody regardless, you know, like you go back to square one, you have to two runs count. And it's just like, it's fine. I'm willing to do that at a certain point. I was trying to do that this year. Kind of had some bad luck, I would say, because I don't know, it is what it is, but I don't know. I was all for it this year and then kind of got shut down a little bit just based upon, I guess, my riding and other issues, whatever it may be. But I don't know. I definitely think maybe in the future I might pursue that a little harder. And I don't know. Just like I was saying, just for the better of me and trying to be the best I can, you know? Right. So, and I think that is like a good point that they're at to make, like if you have to perfect runs every time, then you're becoming the best, the best, you know? Yeah. So seeing what they're doing now is insane. And yeah, it's like adapt or get left behind, you know? So I definitely don't want to get left behind.
All right. What are your strengths in BMX? Is it like the creativity? Is it the air awareness? Is it, I don't know, the tricks technicality? What are your strengths?
I don't know. I mean, I would say I'm not good at nose manuals or anything.
Or like are you that. Good at crashing? I feel like you are good at crashing. You can like crash well and get out of it.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
It is, because like you can try stuff and you can, in the back of your head, there is like, oh, if it goes like wrong, I can crash and I can like come out of it like all right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of it is giving 100%. And because if the closer, the harder something is, the closer you are, the crash isn't going to be as bad, usually, right. You know, if you're half-assing something, you come down upside down, whatever. I would say, but I also do like fakey tricks and whatever it may be, but I don't know. I like all of BMX and I don't know exactly my strengths, but I do like being in the air. I'm trying all the time to expand all my air awareness and learning new flipping tricks and just like try to push BMX for what it is, but also in every way, I would say, but I need some air, I would say. I'm not really a good manualer or like grinder, I like to be in the air, even if it's going backwards to be in the air or be in the air to go backwards or just doing some flips or whatever. I like jumping.
All right. How often do you ride? Do you actually have to like push yourself to ride sometimes, or is it just fun all the time?
If I fall really bad or something, like a few, like the day before or something, like I'll try to do everything I can to kind of get back into it. Like I was saying, if you hit the ground, I think working out is the best thing to get your muscles back to your body to be able to get back out there. But yeah, I usually will ride every day. Like even if it's just like cruising the ramp or whatever, and I don't know, I'm constantly trying to change things to make it fun, even on the ramp. I don't know, just I like to ride, it's fun. I feel like, not that I have to, but I get to every day, so I like to.
You already told me that you go to gym, so you go to gym 3 times a week. Do you see like do you think it would be possible to do it without going to gym, and do you do also other stuff? Do you, for example, I don't know, what's your diet maybe, or do you feel like you need to be like more athlete nowadays?
The older I'm getting, yeah, I need to be more of an athlete and not take it serious, but take your body serious, because before I wouldn't like go to the gym or anything, eat whatever, doesn't matter, just ride, you know. But now it's like the long, like more time goes on, the more better and understanding of your body that you want to be, you have to do these movements throughout the day so that it's easier to do on your bike or just for your body, because if you don't have muscles, you can't really do it.
All right.
You know, so I've been learning that. And then eating wise, I try to eat decently healthy. I don't know. It's kind of hard sometimes when you travel and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know. I just continuously keep trying to better yourself. That's it.
All right. Yeah. Are you picky about your bike setup? Do you need to have a certain frame geometry? Do you need to have certain bar width? Do you need to have certain rims? I don't know. Or are you just like building something up and then getting used to it?
I kind of know what I like now, I would say. But yeah, before I kind of just like adapt to whatever. But now I kind of go off the same setup that I like and
what geometry. What kind of bike do you have now? Is it like more longer frame?
It's a Mongoose. I have like a 20.8 top tube. And then I think 13.5 rear end.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like 9 standover. And I run pretty big bars, like 9.5, but I cut the forks down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. I've just like over the years kind of switched to like titanium spokes and try to lighten up the wheels and the bike and stuff, just because I don't know, like even like motocross, whatever, it's just like, more, this is higher performance things, you know. So
yeah makes sense.
Yeah, I mean it costs more to do, but at the same time it helps with the performance, just being able to move it around in the air and stuff.
Yeah. How do you deal with media and with fans? How often do you get recognized on the streets? Do you get recognized at every airport you go, or how often people ask you to give them signature and stuff? A lot? Does it ever get too much?
No, never. I am not that famous.
No, really? No? No.
I am not that famous.
You're not that famous?
Okay. No.
Okay.
But I've been recognized like a few times in airports and whatever, and it's like very flattering, I guess. Mm. You're psyched that somewhat like other people know who you are. I would say like here or different places you go to that people know BMX will recognize you. But no, not too much like at home.
No? You get recognized a lot at home?
No, not really.
No, not really. Okay. Do you ever think about what you're going to do after you finish riding your bike? Or that's not still plenty of time left?
I mean, I often do, but I want to ride the wave as long as I can. You know, I want to ride my bike as long as I can. So I don't know. Even if it's an opportunity that comes through this, that's just kind of what I'm hoping for, you know. And if not, if I have to go get a regular job somewhere else, I will. But I'm going to push as hard as I can to make this go as long as it can, because this is all I know and what I love, you know.
Fair enough. What are you up to outside of BMX? Do you follow any other sports? What are you up to when you're home and you're not riding?
When I'm home, like, I don't know. I like to ride dirt bikes quite a bit. Like I'll ride, one of my good friends is Axel Hodges, and he's like been honestly a mentor, I guess, to me, kind of helping me learn the motocross and whatever. Like I go to tracks sometimes, and then I just started actually this year hitting like the 75 foot jumps, like on a dirt bike. Like I got one of his old dirt bikes, the 450.
Mm.
And yeah, just kind of having fun, keeping it fun. And I guess, I don't know if it's even BMX or just an addiction to adrenaline or what it is, feel the need to kind of send it on whatever it is.
Okay.
So I don't know. I love it. I love motocross, BMX. And then I would like to maybe eventually start doing a little bit of mountain biking and stuff. Just the older I get, the more willing I kind of am to the idea of just two wheels in general, because that's all I do know and what I love.
No scooters?
No, not scooters for me.
All right.
No, I mean, my son has like, he got like a, a scooter from Ryan Williams and from Tanner Fox, yeah. and he rides it all the time and loves it, and I'm fine with scooters, but for me, I'm not a scooter rider.
Okay, all right. Anything else outside of two-wheel vehicles, kind of? Like, do you follow any other non-two-vehicle sports, or...?
No, not really. I mean, I like
fully committed to a bit of
MMA and stuff, but that's just because like my trainer and stuff, he's like the Muay Thai instructor, and then I kind of started getting into that a little bit. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of strictly BMX, and whatever else around it comes is I'm willing to try and have fun with. But yeah, BMX.
BMX. All right. Where do you go next? What are the highlights for you this year?
After this?
Yeah.
I'm doing, like, I go to some Nitro ramp testing thing, and then I am doing the Nitro tour this year from October to, I think, December.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then...
In the U.S. or...?
Yeah, in the U.S.
Okay.
And then other than that, I'm hoping X Games. I don't really know, so... Yeah, whatever kind of pops up and comes, I think will be fun. And I would like to maybe plan like an event or something like at my house and
Sick.
Maybe like a 110 event with Axel Hodges, because Sick. Like there's like I know X Games had that, and that's something we both like and enjoy together as well. So that'd be kind of a cool event. But yeah, I don't know. No really strict plans right now.
Perfect. Okay, sounds good. All right. Thank you, Pat. Thank you for joining me for this interview. Thank you for bringing style into BMX. You definitely inspired a lot of BMX riders. And
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your stay in Prague and Czech Republic, and good luck for Saturday.
Cool. Thank you.
I'll be watching.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Cheers. Ciao.